Opening the batting on the Form Express today, Howard Walter with the Sunshine Coast. Good four is the track rating there. Howard, good morning.
I don't want to open the batting. That means a new ball, doesn't it?
That's all right. Get on the front foot and you'll be okay.
Oh, dear.
First leg of the quarter, fillies and mares maiden over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 7, 10 and 12. Canadian Dancer is the favourite here at $2.40. Just ahead of Sundas for Maloney and Van Dyke, $2.60. Rose of Dewporth at $5.950. Kitty Kitty Bang Bang at $11. Wawanda.
I'm going to go with the third favourite, number 9, Rose of Dewporth. Trained on the track by Stuart Kendrick. Hard and fit filly. She's had four starts this time in. She maps well somewhere in the first four. In the latest start, she's only been beaten a tick over one length, her latest three, I should say. So I thought she gets her chance, and with that, you know, race fitness edge at 1,200. Number 6, Canadian Dancer, I'm putting him for second. Had the two trials for Steve O'Day and Matthew Hoystead. Second and first, good trials. Drawn out wide and first start 1,200. Number 2, Sundust, used to be with Hayes and Dabernick, hasn't raced for 77 weeks, now with David Van Dyke. So betting will be the best guide, probably once at parades. Hasn't trialled in public, so it's a bit difficult to assess. And then number 8, Wawanda. It's a good third first up, faced the breeze, and then second up when 9 sat back and wide. So when you just looked at the different ways the horse was ridden, it was easy to forgive the second up run may improve. As I said, 1,200 metres. I'll go with the horse that's fitting well and been thereabouts consistently. 9, 6, 2 and 8.
9, 6, 2, 8. First leg of the quaddie. Second leg is for the Colts, Geldings and Entires over the 1,200. It's a maiden. Scratchings here are 2, 9, 10, 12 and 15. Smart Star Prince, $1.90 in favourite. Canny Cat at $4.40. Just a Patsy at $7.50. $11 kick high.
Look, I'm going to leave the favourite out of my selections, Brendan, and it is David Van Dyke and Ryan Maloney at the Sunshine Coast on a Sunday, but I haven't got much an opinion of the horse, to be honest. He hasn't raced since March. Going through his form, just four starts, you can make a case he's a wet tracker, and you can certainly suggest he wants more ground. He's had two trials, was beaten 12 lengths over 850, and then placed second over 1,200, and here he is in a 1,200-metre race first up. I just think he's very limited at this sort of odds, and I expect he'll drift. I'll go with number 7, Canny Cat. Very good second first up. Basically held up, nowhere to go until the bird had flown at its switch. Ran on strongly for second. The winner there, horse called, Mensa Maestro, since won well at its switch. Jimmy Orman stays aboard. Obviously rides this track so well. He rides well anywhere. So 7, Canny Cat for me, ahead of number 6, La Amigo. Had no favours first up at Eagle Farm, slow out and then ridden aggressively, wound up in a line of three up front. They're all going too hard, got each other beaten, so can improve. Number 8, Just a Patsy, fitter for two from a spell, train on the track. No star, but some chance here, good gate, Michael Carl. And 16, kick high, 13 start maiden. Close up ladder 2, last start had the 51 with Zach Lloyd aboard, and that's the same conditions today. So wouldn't surprise. As I said, I'm keen to get the fave beat. 7, 6, 8, 16.
7, 6, 8, 16 in race number 6. On to race number 7. This is a class 4 over 1,300. 3 and 7 of the scratchings here. 1, Trigano at $2.40. 2, Depth Below, $4.20. Cosmic Gossip, $4.40. At the Federal Agent at $5.50.
Small field, so they're probably not going to go too hard, but I have to say the top two can both be questioned beyond 1,200 whether they can produce their best figures. This is 1,300. I'm going to go with number 6, Bounty Hunter, locally trained. Four starts this time in, two-thirds, two-fourths. Three of them were here at home. The other one was last start when third at Eagle Farm. And Bounty Hunter, he has won out the 1,300. He'll either lead or sit second, I think, the way this race will be run, get every chance. Number 4, Federal Agent. Lost his way until last start where he placed third to Super Bowl Sunday a couple of weeks ago. Had every chance but was beaten just a tick over two lengths. May well be the leader, get race run to suit. Otherwise, 1, Tringanoo and 2, Depths Below. But as I say, they've yet to really prove they want 1,300. 6, 4, 1 and 2.
6, 4, 1 and 2 in race number 7. Race number 8, a rating band 65 over 1,600 metres. 4 and 12 come out of this final event. Tab Fixed Odds favourite Aswad at $2.30. Rising Star $3.20. Blazing Sunrise at 8. Buckle Up Baby at 10. $13 Fiorente Star.
So Aswad's had three starts for Robert Heathcote, first up at Eagle Farm, unplaced, and since been to the Sunshine Coast twice, and she's placed second on both occasions. Fourth run in, barrier one, claim for Leah Kilner. Her only prior at 1600 was at Sandown Hillside back December last year, beaten three lengths in a field of six. So I'll give her another chance, benefit of the doubt at the 1600 against this lot. It's an average race. Ahead of number 10, Evita LaVie. Fourth run in should be peaking, and all three starts this time in have been in Brisbane. Has won out to 18.45, so the mile will suit. Chance on best form. Six, Fioranti Star, last start winner. That was 16th start. Finally got the maiden out of the way. But look, he's very consistent, fitting well. And then number 9, Lady Ringo. Her win last start was good. That was this track and distance, but they ran along there, and I'm not convinced they'll run quite as quick up front here. That'll make her task a little bit harder, but at least she's the last start winner. 7, 10, 6, and 9.
17, 6, and 9 in race number 8. Best value, Cordy, and play, please, Howard, for the Sunshine Coast.
Well, Brendan, I think the best for the day can be race 8, number 7, Aswad. I just think it's the right race for her to get her first win for Robert Heathcote. I think the best value is race 7, number 6, Bounty Hunter, which is sitting around that $8.50 mark. And as I said, we'll run the 1300 right out. Quaddy, 2689, 67816, 146, 679 and 10. Play of the day, I've got win and place all up. Race 5, number 9. Race 6, number 7. Race 8, number 7.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Brendan. All the best to you too.